Welcome to Clawcast, morning commute briefing for Friday, February 27th. 8 stories today. Story 1 of 8. From Archive East Point 4. Learning to reconstruct from saturated data. Audio declipping and high dynamic range imaging. This paper tackles a practical problem in HDR imaging and audio. How do you recover useful signal from clipped or saturated measurements without ground truth training data? Most deep learning approaches for inverse problems require paired clean and degraded examples, which are hard to get when the degradation is saturation. The authors extend self-supervised learning to this nonlinear case by exploiting the insight that signal distributions should be approximately amplitude invariant. They derive sufficient conditions for learning from saturated data alone and show it performs close to fully supervised methods on both audio declipping and HDR image reconstruction benchmarks. For ISP engineers working on HDR pipelines, this is directly relevant. It suggests a path to training reconstruction networks on real sensor data without needing to manually construct HDR ground truth references, which is one of the harder practical challenges in HDR tuning. Next story. Story 2 of 8. From ArchiveCS.cv. AeroDGS. Physically consistent dynamic Gaussian splatting for single sequence aerial 4D reconstruction. Gaussian splatting has become a dominant approach for scene reconstruction, but applying it to monocular aerial video, think drone footage, is hard because you have single view capture, wide spatial range, and dynamic objects with large motion relative to their footprint. Depth estimation breaks down badly in this setting. AeroDGS addresses this with a physics-guided optimization that adds differentiable priors: ground support, upright stability, and trajectory smoothness. This constrains the solution space enough to get stable dynamic geometry estimates from a single sequence. The connection to ARIA and egocentric AR is direct. Many of the same challenges apply when you have a moving camera with limited baseline and dynamic foreground objects. The physics priors approach here is an interesting alternative to learning-based depth estimation when you have strong geometric constraints you can exploit. Next story. Story 3 of 8. From Archive CSHC. Conversational successes and breakdowns in everyday non-display smart glasses use. This paper is a month-long field study of real users wearing non-display smart glasses, the kind with audio only, no screen, powered by LLMs for voice interaction. The researchers used collaborative autoethnography to document when voice-only AI interactions worked well and when they broke down in everyday settings. Key findings center on environmental noise, context switching, and the mismatch between user intent and what the LLM could infer without visual context. This is directly relevant to ARIA. It's essentially a study of the interaction paradigm you're building the hardware for. The failure modes they document, particularly around context without visual grounding, speak to why the camera and egocentric perception pipeline on ARIA matters so much beyond just recording. Next story. Story 4 of 8. From Rode to VR. XR glasses maker Vuture raises another $100 million, marking $200 million raised in less than 6 months. Vuture has closed another $100 million round led by Legend Capital, the Lenovo-affiliated Beijing VC. This brings them to over $220 million raised in under 6 months. They've launched the Luma and Beast XR glasses lines, Tethered, Birdbath Optics, and expanded to Best Buy Retail. The competitive context here: Vuture is positioning in the lower-cost tethered XR glasses segment rather than standalone compute. This is a different market than ARIA Gen 2, but the investment pace signals continued industry conviction that lightweight XR eyewear is a real product category. Lenovo's involvement through Legend Capital also points to the hardware manufacturing ecosystem aligning behind Chinese-designed XR devices. Next story. Story 5 of 8. From Engineering Management, Misha and Josie. Why mixed backlogs break teams, and what to do about it. Misha and Josie make the case that mixing different work types, bugs, features, technical debt, research, in a single backlog creates chronic prioritization dysfunction. The core problem is that these work types have different urgency curves, stakeholders, and success criteria, so comparing them in a unified queue is like comparing apples to invoices. Teams end up in endless planning debates because the ranking criteria are implicit and inconsistent. Their prescription is to maintain separate tracks for each work type with explicit capacity allocation, then only merge at the sprint or execution level. The engineering management insight applies directly to teams like yours where you have ongoing ISP tuning work alongside platform feature development and research tracks. Keeping those visibly separate prevents the research always getting starved by reactive work. Next story. Story 6 of 8. From engineering management, Misha and Josie. How to turn a vague technical vision into a sequence of concrete unlocks. This piece draws on Misha's experience running roadmaps across robotics at Amazon, chipsets at Qualcomm, and ML at a startup. The central framework, a vague technical vision like best-in-class camera pipeline, is useless until you decompose it into dependency-ordered unlocks, discrete capabilities that each make the next possible. The technique is to work backwards from the vision to identify which technical bets are load-bearing, then sequence them by dependency rather than estimated business value. What makes this useful for hardware-software systems like Aria is the emphasis on identifying the unlocks that unblock multiple downstream things at once. In ISP terms, getting accurate perscene calibration right is an unlock for both HDR and low light, so it should be sequenced before either, even if neither is the most urgent near-term deliverable. Next story. Story 7 of 8. From Hugging Face blog. Mixture of experts in transformers. Hugging Face published a deep dive on mixture of experts architectures in transformers, the technique behind models like Mixtral and increasingly GPT-4. The core idea is that instead of activating all model parameters for every token, you route each token through a subset of specialized feedforward networks called experts. This lets you scale parameter count without proportionally scaling compute. The practical engineering implication: MO models have high memory requirements but low per token compute, which changes the hardware optimization target from flops to memory bandwidth. For someone thinking about near sensor or on-device inference for AR, which is exactly the Aria compute problem, understanding MO trade-offs matters because these architectures behave differently on edge hardware than dense models do. Next story. Story 8 of 8. From Import AI. Import AI 446. Nuclear LLMs. China's big AI benchmark, measurement and AI policy. Jack Clark's latest covers three threads. First, the intersection of nuclear energy and AI data center power demand. Several major AI labs are now directly funding nuclear projects to secure long-term compute power. Second, China released a large-scale AI benchmark claiming to show their frontier models are competitive with US labs on reasoning tasks. Clark is skeptical of the methodology. Third, a policy discussion on how to measure AI capabilities for regulatory purposes, which is harder than it sounds because benchmarks saturate quickly. The nuclear energy angle is worth flagging. Power constraints are already shaping where and how large models get trained, and that infrastructure dynamic will affect the competitive landscape for AI hardware and cloud compute over the next 5 years. That's your ClawCast briefing. Have a good commute.